This is KUAF. With help from the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Services statewide network and the U of A System Division of Agriculture, the Community Spotlight Series is focusing on Ozarks agriculture. Today, Neil Mays speaks with Elena Garcia with the U of A Division of Agriculture about protected agriculture.
Up until recently, I used to be the extension fruit and nut specialist for the state. However, starting July 1st, I became a researcher. So now I'm concentrating my efforts on doing research in fruits, and I like to start including vegetables. But mostly, I have been doing a lot of work on protected agriculture.
When you mention protected agriculture, you're talking about using plastic structures to protect crops. In the industry, I guess they're called tunnels or high tunnels.
There are many different kinds of protected agriculture, including greenhouses, row covers, but mostly what we've been working at the University of Arkansas on our fruit production has been high tunnels.
And that's becoming a kind of a norm in the industry, isn't it? Maybe not as much in the U.S., but for sure in the world?
The last survey that I looked at was produced in 2008, and at that time, China was the leader in production in high tunnels. They had over 1 million acres. Now, this number has been increasing dramatically because the USDA, through NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service, has a program that helps farmers buy some of these tunnels. Mm-hmm. And so there has been quite an increase in the number. I don't know the specific numbers for the nation, but for Arkansas, something like 50 new tunnels are built through this program every year.
If they're increasing at a seems like a pretty quick rate here. What's the reason for that? Why do people want to produce fruit and vegetables in tunnels in the first place?
They provide a certain amount of heating in the springtime. Sure. And heating in the fall. So you can actually extend your season of production and get to markets, particularly local markets or that kind of market. You can get to them earlier than the person out in the field. Also, you can, by different ways, protect against insect damage. We use nettings that we throw over the tunnels so that we can protect and we can exclude insects from getting in there. So there are just different ways that you can protect your plants from the environment.
For more on the Community Spotlight Series, KUAF.com.